Before we get started, I want to shout out our sponsors here on the BCP. As always, the BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located online and at the Englishtown Flea Market in Englishtown, New Jersey, on Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Blue Building. Get your wrestling stuff, retro video games, G.I. Joes, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the show. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCulloch. They're the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. The BCP is also sponsored by the No Gimmicks Podcast, the pro wrestling podcast that keeps it 100% real, 100% of the time. The No Gimmicks Podcast is available wherever you get your podcast. Shout out, Kelvin. Check out the No Gimmicks Podcast. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may have not seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and more. We also strive to be a source for information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night. The BCP is also sponsored by Warriors of Wrestling. Warriors of Wrestling proudly presents Intergender Warfare. It's going to be at St. Finbar Catholic Church, 1839 Bath Ave in Brooklyn, New York, Friday, November 10th, featuring Miranda Eleze, Taya Valkyrie, Zaya Brookside, Giselle Shaw, Darius Carter, Vicious Vicky, and a whole lot more. Get your tickets now at warriorsofwrestling.com, and don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. Please welcome in our new sponsors, the Sweet Chin Musings Podcast. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect Mike Mueller, and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudialis. SCM focuses on the in-ring products of WWE and AEW. No dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered too with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find us on Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings, and be sure to check out the podcast on all your favorite podcast major streaming platforms. We also got to shout out our new sponsors, the United States Department of Nerds, the USDN Podcast, a podcast presented by Dat Feeling Podcast Network, LLC. The USDN Podcast is run by Jeffrey T. Fountain, a BCP Plus contributor, Jennifer Johnson, Eric Johnson, and Tay Stith, and is also home to the Queens of Nerdom Podcast. USDN Podcast is a safe place for all nerds where they can come to be entertained, learn, and embrace debate. USDN prides itself on being by the people, for the people, and of the people. Here at the USDN, we strive to bring you the best content we can find where you know it comes with the USDN seal of approval. We always strive to give you factual data, and if it's a rumor, we'll always preface it with the rumor alert before dropping the freshest info. However, once those rumors are proven true, you can bet your money we at USDN are slamming the stamp down and giving it the USDN seal of approval. Hit our links on social media for all our merch. This ad is USDN approved. The BCP is now sponsored by the international shiny star, Ray Kalitri. Kalitri has honed his craft traveling and wrestling all over the world, including destinations such as Mexico, Peru, Puerto Rico, and even Egypt. The ISPW Tri-State Champion and Golden Ticket Holder is also one of the longest reigning ECPW Light Heavyweight Champions in history. Kalitri also holds an international championship that he won in Mexico. Always known for his appreciation of world culture, the Shiny Star is also known for his taste for high fashion, lavish lifestyle, and fast cars. However, he is most prominently known around the globe for his unparalleled in-ring acumen and skill set. Be sure to follow Ray Kalitri across the board on social media, at Kalitri Ray on Twitter, at PAP1Fresh on Instagram, and Ray Kalitri on Facebook. Guys, please welcome in our new pod sponsor for the show, GPW Productions. GPW provides your promotion or event with top-tier video and audio production, live streaming, and more. I can personally vouch for them in saying they're hands down the best production company I've ever worked with, as they continue to work with the likes of AEW, GCW, StarCast, MLW, not to mention the majority of the local independent promotions here in the tri-state area. They can even help you film a vignette or promo for your persona or gimmick. And guess what? GPW doesn't just work in wrestling. They cover MMA, boxing, basketball, or any other sporting event as well. Guys, on a personal note, as always, I'd like to thank Mike Sesko, Frank Leone, O'Neill Andrews, and the team for giving me multiple opportunities to work with them and some of the best talent in the world. Book GPW for a promotion or event today at contact@gpwproductions.com. Thank you to our new November sponsor on the pod and the site, BCP Plus, the Rock and Wrestling Collector located in Stockholm, New Jersey, featuring all of your favorite rock and wrestling collectibles. This is owned by ISPW head honcho, Mr. Tommy Fierro. The Rock and Wrestling Collector makes its grand opening on Black Friday. Don't miss it, and be sure to follow at the WC Store and at 80s Wrestling on socials. Let's rock. Please welcome in our new pod sponsor for the month of November, Pro Wrestling Magic. PWM presents Holiday Road to Kingdom Come at the Mecca in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey, and streaming on IWTV on November 25th, featuring Cheeseburger, Darius Carter, Adina Steele, Ruthless Lala, Steve Pena, Kerr, Vinny Pacifico, Death Row, Hispanos Unidos, and a whole lot more. Get your tickets now. Guys, please welcome in our new sponsor for the month of November. Savage Kingdom presents an epic Swerve Strickland signing on December 29th in Flushing, New York. Come meet and greet one of AEW's top stars, podcast hosts, and musicians over at the Wrestling Universe. Pre-purchase link in comments for the tickets. And on a personal note, thank you, Greek Savage, for the support and always helping with our charitable endeavors. Guys, please welcome in our new sponsors for the podcast and the site, Crusaders Collectibles, wrestling games, live signings, and more, and Wrestling Collectors Federation on Facebook. Crusaders Collectibles is your destination for some of the best signings, live sales, games, and more. They are mostly wrestling, but you may see some other items at times. We are a family here and want everyone to be treated like family. You'll be able to find custom edits, photos, figures, cards, belts, pops, and more here. Many of those will even be autographed. Wrestling Collectors Federation on Facebook features amazing auctions, sales, pick events, and even mystery drawings for some truly unique items for any serious wrestling collector. Be sure to join the group and get in on the fun. On a personal note, I'd like to thank Emil for all his support of the BCP and our charitable endeavors. Guys, please welcome in our new sponsors for the month of September, Bubba, Kim, and Gabby, BKG. This family consistently shows their love and support for wrestlers on both the independent and national level, reminding us what this is really all about. Bubba's been a strong supporter of the BCP, primarily in our charity work, donating multiple items, time, and effort. Thank you, BKG.
Yo, listen, it's Platinum Max, part of the Acclaim, the Platinum Playboy, best wrestler alive, and you are rocking with the Bob Culture Podcast. Yo, listen, Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast, and I think it's the hottest show in the game, because them and everybody loves the Acclaim. Now, scissor me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very special episode of the BCP. Ladies and gentlemen, ahead of his appearance, it's going to be this Saturday at the Mecca, Ridgefield Park, New Jersey, at Pro Wrestling Magic. He is taking on, well, the big man, Kerr. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Please welcome back to the show. You know him as one third of the Tri-Wizard champions over at Pro Wrestling Magic, the Freshly, our good friend, Mr. Trey Felipe. Trey, welcome back to the show. How are you, sir?
How are you doing, you furry little guy?
There it is. That's fair. I'm used to that. Trey, I do appreciate you making a few minutes to talk to me, man. You've been doing some great things. We've talked in the past with Hispanos Unidos, and we'll get into that in a little bit, man. But I want to focus on you a little bit more, man, because I've seen you doing some big things. You're working a lot of different places. I know you just
Turn my day around a lot. I mean, it's cold out. It's raining. Now I'm talking to you. It's probably been the worst day of my life. So I guess from now, If we talk about me, I'll be so excited.
That's fair. I'm used to that.
Shoot away.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's not bury the lead. Let's talk shop, Trey. But before we get into everything, you, man, because you're doing a lot of big things, man. I gotta ask this, man. This is the first question. I'm obligated to ask this one, Trey. And I'm just being fair. I'm not taking sides or anything like that. But I was speaking to Kerr. You guys did kind of get involved in this again. Just calling the way I saw it. I'll put it that way, sir. And then I was talking to Kerr after that match, and you kind of got involved during that promo with Kerr, and I removed myself from the equation, for lack of a better term. And you had some words with Kerr. Do you think it's and he's a former Pro Wrestling Magic heavyweight champion. Trey, with all due respect, do you think it's a good idea to step to Kerr like that? And I know you guys have a match, man, and I appreciate the hustle. I appreciate like the courage, man. But do you think that was a good idea to pull on Superman's cape right then?
Jeez, man, I know it's a podcast, but you're going to take a breath here and there. God, you talk a lot. All right, so to get to your question, do I think it's smart to step to Kerr? Smart, maybe not, but how do I put this? You know, in Hispanos Unidos, and I listen, I love all my teammates are like brothers to me, they're sisters, you know, sisters.
Sure.
We're like family, right? The only thing is that a lot of people seem to – it's like they forgot about Trey. And like – so like we it. Have we have first class, right? You know that they're, you know, tag team champions everywhere, and you know, Sebastian Cage, longest reigning junior heavyweight champion. Then we have Az, current junior heavyweight champion. Donovan, accolades for himself. Pretty sure he's won every championship in there. JC, she's had her singles run as a women's champion, and Pena right now as our heavyweight champion. But as a single star, you know, I'm kind of like left behind a little bit, and I feel like it's not on purpose, because, you know, I'm all about the group, but I'm kind of like the dark horse in there, because if you think about it, any championship that we've won as a team, tag team champions, and now the Triwizards of champions, I'm the one that's gotten the pin, and I'm the one that's been, you know, defending them and gotten our not to say that, you know, obviously I couldn't have done it just by myself, but and then you know, becoming like the human highlight reel essentially. I've had moments here and there. I've just had my moments here and there, and I, you know, I've only had one singles match in Magic, which is crazy. I've been here for almost 2-3 years. I only had one. It was Shane's white glove, whatever he does with those things, his challenge or whatever it was, and I beat Nolo Katana, who is now a champion in Hog. This is another chance for me to step up. This is another chance for me to show what I got. You know, and yeah, Kerr is huge. He's a big guy. I'm almost positive it's mostly just his beard, but he is a big guy, and it's just, you know, who's to say that after beating someone who's a former Dark Arts champion, former tag team champion, former heavyweight champion, that you know, maybe come Kingdom Come, Trey could be marquee on there, and maybe I could be taking on my brother in arms, Steve Pena. Who knows? But this is a moment that it takes, you know, that's for me to shine, for me to show what I got, and it's kind of like jail yard rules. Got to go up to the biggest guy in the yard and punch him in the face, right? Now people will know that Trey Philippe is here, and I'm going to make my mark in the kingdom as a team and as a group, as a tag team, and all that. Not that I haven't enjoyed it, and I've loved every second of it, but it's my time to shine.
I respect it, man. Always with the facial hair with you, but I respect it, man. I trimmed a little bit. But
yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, thank you. I tried. I want to make a good impression. But I respect it, man. This is why I like having these podcasts, man. You know, I feel like sometimes you guys are just misunderstood. You know, you're out there, you got your promos, you got your matches and stuff like that. But we get to kind of have a conversation here, man. And, you know, at first I'm like, hey, you know what? Like, I don't know if that was the smartest thing to, you know, rattle the cage around Kerr like that. But that being said, man, and I'll speak to him later tonight as well, and I'll say exactly what you said, man. I respect it. You know, biggest guy in the yard, like not backing down from the fight. You know, I want to make some noise, because you have been making noise with the Hispanos Unidos, but also, my friend, you've been making a lot of noise on your own. I love the innovative moveset. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But you mentioned, hey, you know what? Maybe one day I'll take on, you know, the heavyweight champion in Pena. Maybe one day, and I'm just throwing it out there, man. And I'm not, I know I get, you know, criticized, maybe stirring the pot here and there. I'm not trying to, man. I'm just asking the questions.
My job,
Azrael, man, I could see that. And he had a match of the night. No disrespect to anyone else on the card, with Danny Moff. That match was insane. He is killing it. Azrael having some great matches. He's been doing it forever, man. You and him, and no disrespect to you, man. You know, I want to see more singles matches from you. I want to see you climb that proverbial ladder. But, I would sign up to see you and Az, man, just as a fan, man. Your thoughts on that?
Not outside of Magic, me and Az have had plenty of one-on-ones. I've learned so much from him, and it kind of was what sparked the idea to become a team when we first started.
Oh, wow.
And at Magic, you know, before the East Finals of Unidos, it was just me and Az kind of, you know, just doing our tag thing. It wasn't working out too well because we didn't really have much of a direction. So once, you know, that clicked, then, you know, championships were right around the corner. But we've had a bunch of matches outside of Magic, and I've learned so much from that guy. He's always killing it, and he's another dark horse just in the whole indie scene. You know, he doesn't get as much the respect that he deserves.
I agree.
But that's what it was all about when we first, you know, started these Finals Unidos. Was just, you know, we're all these talented and, you know, kind of like have so much potential, you know, separately, individually, that no one was really giving the opportunity. I guess we're giving the opportunities just you know, show what we got, and we decided we had to take it. So as much as everyone hates what we do and how, you know, we get involved in everyone's stuff, we're making noise because, you know, just like you're saying now about Az, think about how long Az has been doing it, and, you know, you're saying this now, not to say that you weren't paying attention, but, you know, you're one of the people that you're saying it now. Like, he just had a crazy match of the night you know, with Dan Moff. He's capable of doing that any day. Any of us are capable of doing that any night of the week. And people are just now kind of starting to notice. You know, at first he was, even though he was, you know, teaming with me and we were doing tag stuff and whatnot. But look how quickly, you know, as soon as he's doing his own thing, junior heavyweight champion. And that's what I'm hoping that I can follow in those footsteps and do the same exact thing. As soon as I'm on my own, I can do the same exact thing. And, you know, put in my worth in East Finals Unidos and overall in the indie scene.
Dude, and you're absolutely killing it. And I love what you said right there. I just personally feel like, and I'm glad you guys have had matches in the past, I got to go back and watch, but I feel like if that title were to be on, and I'm not trying to cause any dissension, but if that title were on the line, man, it'd be just a little bit more special. And you guys know each other that much more, man. I feel like that would be something special. It's above my pay grade, bro. But, you know, whoever's watching Pro Wrestling Magic Management, I would book the match, man. You got Kerr. I know.
Yeah, no, you know, never say never. And I don't think it would be taken in as stirring the pot or like that. Iron sharp as iron.
Yes.
You know, win, lose, or draw, I know I'd come out a better wrestler out of that match no matter what. So, yeah, like you said, powers may be. Whoever's watching, if you want to book it, let's book it. If I got to earn it, then I'll earn it. But that match definitely would it definitely interests me. And it's definitely not a stirring the pot kind of question. You'll get there. I know you will, because, you know, that's just who you are. You're like stirring the pot on everyone's stuff. But that question wasn't one of them. I'll let you slide on that one.
All right. Well, kind of interesting segue here. But last one on the group, man. And again, disclaimer, not trying to stir the pot. You know, I know you guys are going to spin it this way or that way. All right. Just call it as an outsider looking in. All right. Donovan out of the equation for now. Heal up, Donovan. Get well. Things have been going fairly well. I would say very well for the group. All right. And that's not a knock on anyone. But do you kind of pay attention to people trying to attach themselves to the group? We're seeing First Class now, who've been around for a while. First Class in action on the next event. Sebastian teaming up. And then also we have Jared Diaz kind of hanging around. Is he in? Is he out? What can you say about
that? Who is that guy?
I'm not trying to cause problems.
All right. Okay. So, First Class. Listen, those are my guys. Okay. We're all Dominicans, hermanos. We're you know, told me gente. But the thing was, it was a little odd, the situation, because originally it was supposed to be me as Sebastian versus Death Row in order to get our tag team rematch, and unfortunately I wasn't able to make it. You know, family stuff. But Johnny Santos, you know, he stepped up and they won it. So, I mean, I can't be too mad at that. And he's fit in pretty well. I mean, look at that. We had one match together and we won gold already. So I can't be too mad at that. I can't say I wasn't a little concerned that I missed a show and someone was able to just pop into the group. But
because you care. I get it.
Yeah, they care. Yeah, because I care. And I mean, like, you know, I earned my spot. So I just wanted to make sure my spot was still there when I got back. But,
Absolutely.
But, you know, that aside, it's worked out phenomenally to have first class there. They've been doing their thing, tag thing. They're going to get, you know, more tag gold on Saturday. And they've already been doing their things before, you know, without the group itself. So can't be mad at having a first class talent inside an HU. Now Jared Diaz, I don't know where he came from. I don't know whose idea that was. He's been asking to be a part of the group. I'd have never heard of anyone asking to be a part of the group. I think like maybe Ryman asked one time, but he's white, super white, like pale. Like, so we can't have him in there. Yeah, you wish, pal. But Jared Diaz, from what I know, he's very talented. He's, you know, awesome in the ring and whatnot. I don't know where the hell he came from. He came literally out of nowhere. I mean, he helped us win the Tri-Wizard Champions, I guess. So I guess we owe him one, but I don't know if it's kind of been Pena's idea to, like, have him around. I mean, he came in, asked us. I didn't know we had open season or open membership, and Pena tried to give him his tryout, I guess, against Kerr, and he got carried around the ring for 30 minutes. Literally, for 30 minutes doing laps around that. We had to come and help him. That doesn't mean he's inside the group, though. No one can tell you otherwise. He's not inside the group yet.
Fair enough.
Nor he might not be. We don't know. But, yeah, that's been Pena's idea. I don't know what Pena's been up to, you know, ever since Donovan hasn't been around. You know, I don't know if there's, like, a leadership thing. I didn't know we had leaders. I thought we were all equals. But, I don't know. Pena's been on a rampage making these decisions and whatnot. He's the one that put me against Kerr. But I got to thank him because, again, this is going to be a chance for me to shine. So, I don't know. The group is we're fine. We're all fine. The whole group, we're all good. Move on with your questions.
Yeah, I'm not trying to stir the pot, man. And here's the big question everyone's asking. Why do you want Shane to dance so badly?
Because he doesn't do anything right. And I just want him to do one thing right. Are you kidding me? He can't pronounce our names for shit. We have been wrestling for pro wrestling matches. We've been a group for now, I think, 2-3 years now. And he can't pronounce our names right for the life of him. He's had to announce us as champions, as still champions, as new champions, and he still can't get it right. There's like 17 different combinations of us, and he can't figure it out. So all I wanted to do is at least – and I'm trying to help him. You know, if he can move his hips around, maybe he can pull a lady or two. I'm trying to help him from the kindness of my heart. And it makes him super uncomfortable. So I like seeing his face.
There you go. Well, that answers that question. Shout out the fairest one of all. All right, I want to focus on you now. We talked about, you know, all the politics and the group. And, hey, man, you know what? You're making waves. It's cool to see you taking this challenge with Kerr head on, man. Best of luck. I won't be there at this one, man. But
oh my god, I'm gonna have a phenomenal night. Let's go. Thanksgiving, I know what I'm being thankful for. Sorry, my bad, I took it too far. Go ahead.
Anyway, thanks for that. Let's talk about you. All right, Trey. So, your in ring moveset, and man, and I'll call it down the middle, man, like I always do, bro. It's phenomenal, man. I like seeing stuff that I've never seen before, I like seeing stuff that's innovative. Let's start with that top rope cutter, man, because I've seen different variations of it. I've seen it where you did almost – it almost looks like you're doing a corkscrew that's like a European uppercut into a cutter off the top, man. Beautiful. Thing of beauty. What do you call it? Tell us about that one, man. I like that one.
What I call that is the fresh cut.
Like it. Nice. Okay.
You know? The thing is I learned very early that – it's very hard to come up with new moves in wrestling. Everyone's done it. Everyone's figured out some kind of. So what all I like to do is try to figure out different ways to either get, you know, kind of get into it or kind of, you know, put a literal twist on things. So that's how that came to be. I, you know, Randy Orton was a big inspiration to me and all that stuff. So, you know, like, you know, I wanted to kind of include the RKO in my arsenal somewhere, but I also had to freshen it up. No pun intended.
Yeah.
No pun intended. But you know what I mean. So that's just what I like doing. I mean, and I like being the versatile athlete that I am. Like, you know, at least the moniker, you know, with the fresh lead is also not just being as fresh as I am and the athlete that I am, but also a fresh twist on different things in the ring. I'm a different. I can do high flying stuff. I can do high flying stuff, but also things, you know, that other people haven't done. Like, you know, no one's really done the blockbuster off the ramp the way I do it. No one's doing, you know, the fresh cut, all these different things that like I just want, you know, makes me kind of want to stand out. So instead of, you know, a fresh breath of air, you know, when it comes to wrestling. And I like I throw people around as I've thrown around Project Mayhem, throwing around you know, Death Row here and there. Like I can do it all. So I like putting the twist in everything, because like, you know, if on a magic card, just the amount of moves that we see from everyone, you know, like, and a lot of similar things, got to come up with something different. Got to, you know, pique everyone's interest as
yeah,
clearly piqued yours. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%, man. And I've seen a variation where I think you almost did like a double springboard, or from like the middle rope to the top. I was watching some videos. Yeah, so sure. good stuff, man. Keep it coming. Even
well, I can hit that from anywhere, and that's part of my moniker of "You Never Know." I can hit my stuff from anywhere, so I can figure it out from anywhere. Whether it be bouncing from the outside in, whether it be from the second rope, the top rope, that doesn't matter. I will figure out how to, and that's what also a message for Kurt.
I was just thinking that, man. Yeah. If Kurt's watching, man, you know, definitely be ready, man. It's a devastating maneuver, man. I love to see it, the fresh cut. So watch out, man. Really cool. You, and not to be cliche here, but you didn't mention Orton, man. You know, getting that cutter in some form or fashion, really freshening it up, like you said, man. Are there any other guys that from that national product or growing up that you gravitated to or pull from, or maybe some of the indie guys here that you work with, share locker rooms with, a lot of these vets and stuff? Where do you pull from?
So you mean move wise, or do you mean like, you know,
like moves and like, you know, not in terms of persona or anything, but just like people who kind of inspire you, to help you grow and stuff like that.
So, I mean, inspiration wise, you know, had, Eddie Guerrero, The Rock, and stuff. Like, those are the people that like kind of taught me to at least, you know, you don't have to have, you don't have to be scary or speak in riddles or anything like that. But if you use your personality and kind of boost that up, you know, that's where I get that from. But move wise, man, beginning of, you know, Impact, TNA, Impact Wrestling, AJ Styles back then, that, you know, him, RVD, like I said, Orin, those are a lot of the places where I get a lot of my moves, my inspiration and stuff. I mean, RVD was just able to hit so many different things from so many different angles. And then AJ Styles, like just his athleticism and all his twists, all his, you know, the flipping stuff. I think I tuned in on Spike one time by accident when I was a kid, and like it was him versus Matt Morgan, and just like that David versus Goliath kind of vibe, and him just flying around in order to get this big guy down, that was a huge inspiration. Which again, Kurt, I'm gonna take you down just like he did Matt Morgan, but whatever, you know what I mean.
It's kind of full circle, man.
And it really is. I'm getting revved up right now when it comes to this match. I'm amped up. But yeah, that's I got a lot of my stuff from them. Jeff Hardy, when it comes to diving off the stage and all that kind of stuff, I mean, he that caution, that throw the caution to the wind kind of mentality that came from him too. So
that's awesome.
I got it from a lot.
I'm a fan of the high flying and the unorthodox stuff. For me, it was Mysterio that I gravitated to. You know, Mysterio, I was big into wrestling, believe it or not, for a long time. And you know, and then I saw this guy bouncing off the ropes and flying and these hurricanranas and tilt whirls. I'm like, this is wrestling, like phenomenal, man, and phenomenal athletes you are, man. And, you know, I'm starting to, and no disrespect, man, I'm starting to think you can beat Kerr here, man. The more we talk about this, man, I'm starting to think you have a fighting chance. I mean that in the most respectful. It's Kerr, man. It's Kerr.
Well, thanks, man. I mean, I guess your word means a lot, but you know, like I said, the moniker "You Never Know" and my motto, I live by those three words, and it's I live by it because anything is possible. And like until I try, then we're not going to know. But I am very confident that with everything that I've been through to this point in my career, like I said, countless wars with like John Cena and Bruno separately, and then also them as a team, been able to beat them. Last week I just beat Crowbar.
What about Crowbar?
I beat Crowbar last week.
Where?
ECPW, man, just defended my TV championship. And I beat
Crowbar. You're the ECPW TV champion?
Yeah, I'm ECPW TV champion.
And you beat Crowbar.
And I beat Crowbar.
How did I not see that? I mean, check it out.
I've also beat Crowbar in Magic. I beat Crowbar at Jay George's whatever the thing is called, his red carpet thing.
Okay,
it was 1-on-1. I beat him. I've beaten Crowbar 3 times already.
That's huge. I mean, we're talking about like you know, getting these singles opportunity. I mean, Crowbar—that's a feather in the cap, man. Yeah, up for mail.
And I learned. Yeah, and I learned so much from him. Yeah, no, please. I learned so much from him. As you know, he's a vicious competitor, but he's just like the best when it comes to, you know, also being innovative and all that in the ring. And like, yes, we had a weekend where it was, yeah, Jay George had his red carpet thing, and then we had another show in Flemington. And yeah, for a whole weekend, I was only wrestling Crowbar, and I beat him the entire weekend. And last week, he was thrown in last second into my TV championship match. It was a three-way, and I pinned him for the win. So,
That's awesome.
Yeah, every time I get in there, I learn so much more. It's ridiculous. He's incredible at what he does.
Now we're talking, man. I mean, that is no slight accomplishment, man. That a Crowbar, he's the man. Not to pull it back too much, man. We spoke to him on the podcast. Love Crowbar. He's great to all of us over at ISPW, man. Love Crowbar so much. He's the man. But we spoke to him a little bit. How are you still doing this at a high level at this, you know, advanced age, but you know, he's been doing it for such a long time, man. At such a high level, he says he loves working the young lions, which is a compliment to you. I'm sure part of him said, "Hey, I want to work him." But he had said to us, like he often says to younger talent, "Hey, that's not smart. Hey, I'm not going to do that, but I will give you a move of equal or greater value."
Yeah.
Did you, not to pull it back too much, but did you have similar conversations with Crowbar when you guys were figuring stuff out?
So when the first time we wrestled, I think it was a couple of years ago. I think it was like, you probably didn't hear about it too much, only for the fact that it was like pretty soon post pandemic, and that's when he was first started doing the whole "I want to wrestle, you know, the newer guys" and all that stuff. And he is very, very, very much like that. He'll listen. He's one of the only like quote unquote veterans, you know. Yeah. I want to make it seem like I'm calling him old or something like that. Like, no, quote unquote veterans that he's been around, where he will listen to an idea and be able to be like, yeah, no, that could work. And it's not shutting down your idea; it's just making it either, you know, more spectacular or, you know, safer or whatever it is. Yeah. And like it's incredible to like just like sit there and like actually, you know, watch it happen. Like, just you can see like the wheels turning and like the excitement that he gets when he is like, you know, thinking of these different ways to get into different moves and whatnot. And it's just so much fun. I don't know how else to describe it. And man, like every time I leave, I think I can, like I said, I wrestled him 3 times, and for it to be 3 times that like I learned something new and learned something like, be more comfortable in the ring. And I literally just like had the light, like this giant man, like be able to like beat the crap out of you, and then you walk away like with a smile. It's like that's a feather in his cap. Like, I mean,
yeah,
it's a testament to like, you know, his status out in the indies and stuff. And like, I respect him so much because like he does want to keep going around. Like, you see a lot of these guys that are like, "Oh yeah, brother, I'll work you tonight, but I am bumping," or something like that. Like, no, it ain't him. He wants to go, you know, balls on the wall, and like I gotta respect that, especially for how long he's been doing it.
Yeah, I love that, man. I'm glad that you mentioned that, because love Crowbar. Shout out to him, man. That's so cool. He's the best, man. But you talk about getting these opportunities, man. We always like to ask this one, not to fantasy book or anything, because it's very, very real. We're seeing Vinny take on all these names over at Pro Wrestling Magic. Rocky Romero, EC3's come through. Sonny's come through. I mean, it's so awesome to see a lot of this AEW talent coming through. Some of the Hall of Famers are still doing it. Tommy Dreamer's at ISPW all the time, man. Is there anyone feasibly from that AEW locker room? Because it can happen. They are allowed to work on the indies. We've seen it happen. Maybe some Hall of Famers, someone that's working the independent circuit as well as the national product that you want to face off with.
I mean, they just kind of they just announced that he got signed to it, which is Will Ospreay, which is, you know, that's definitely someone that I mean, you know, he's one of the best out there, but that's someone that like, if I can, you know, if I watch matches and all that, like we can do some similar stuff, and like, you know, I could definitely I definitely feel like I can go with him. Okay, I beat him, who knows, but like it's definitely someone that, like, you know, it interests me a lot to get to that kind of level, that kind of peak. And how else would you get there other than like actually challenging that actual the actual person. You mentioned Sonny. I know, he's not there anymore. He's doing more stuff on Impact, but like me and Sonny actually trained, we came up from the same school and we've never wrestled.
No
So,
way.
even today when I said I was being a little late, we were just training together right now. And we've never, tangled it in the ring. We got in the ring one time. It was a six-way scramble for the Dark Arts Championship. But way back when, actually Kerr was in there back when he was Adam Payne. I was in there back in, my Tony Rush days. Sonny was there before he got signed and all this. But that was the only time we ever got anywhere near each other. So that's definitely something that interests me. He's not, I don't think he's signed anywhere, but I mean, I've said it before, Moff, this is definitely someone I want to get in there with. I'm into that whole David and Goliath, man, that dynamic.
He'll
So
test you too.
whenever,
Yeah.
yeah, exactly. So, I had a moment with him only, but doing the first time I ever did the running from the ramp into the ring doing the Blockbuster, that was with him. So, but that was it. That's as much as we've gotten. So I definitely want to tangle with him. I don't know, and I feel like I've said it all the time, but I said it in a different podcast where I was like saying, even though we're all in a team, I would love to go one on one with each person in
Yeah.
HU. I think Pena will push me to the limits. Me and Sebastian have very similar styles. Azriel, like I said, we'd be able to kill
Oh
it.
yeah.
Donovan, we've never gotten into the ring together with, and we've been around the same kind of circuits and stuff. Never. So those are definitely guys that they're dream matches for now. Just like for now too, because I want to better myself before I get to like that thinking of that higher level. But like dream matches as a whole, AJ Styles is up there 100%.
Dude, those are great answers. And you know what? They're smart answers too. Like Mom, Pena, like these are the guy. Darius on that list at all? Have you worked Darius?
Yeah, Darius, we worked a little bit too. We worked at Ace. We wrestled there, and again, learned a lot from him too. And he got the better of me that day. So yeah, I would love a rematch, 100%, and rematch that maybe not to say anything bad about Ace, but maybe a bigger stage, definitely. But just
Sure.
and plus we had a ceiling kind of issue too. So of like the roof was like right here. When it comes to when the ring is here, the roof was right here. So I could literally go like this and touch the roof. So
Yeah,
I couldn't do a lot
been
of my
there.
stuff.
Yeah.
So if we had a little more room and stuff, that would be a lot of fun too. But yeah, no, Darius definitely up there too.
Promoter cheat sheet right here, man. Love it. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Trey, I want to ask you, man, the Freshly, I love the gear. I love
Oh,
like the
wait.
leather.
One more, one
Please, of
more, one
course,
more.
please. I'm here for it.
So, the last show at Titan, we had a surprise entry, which was Marcus Mathers, I believe.
Oh, great up and comer. Love Marcus.
And yep, and we tangled a little bit in there, but it was a rumble. It wasn't. We weren't
Yeah,
able to do much, but
right.
a lot of people did say that they would like to see that too. So it got me thinking. Now that I'm watching a little more, that's another one that would be.
Ooh.
I think we would kill it in there though. So that's definitely on the list too.
Dude, I'm here for that. Marcus, our 2021 up and comer of the year on the BCP Awards, man. He is fantastic. And you know what? He's wise beyond his years. It's the little things, man, even
Yep.
after the matches and stuff. So he's very, very good. Only leveled up since then. I would pay to see that one, man. So I love all these matches you're listing, man. But I do want to talk about the Freshly, man, because I love the gear. I love like the jersey that you have going on, all that stuff. Tell us a little bit about like the when you're a high flying wrestler, you're part of a group, and we talked about this last time, man. You want to kind of differentiate yourself, man. I love what you got going right now with the Freshly and all that stuff. Tell us about that. Are you a big sports guy? What's going on with that?
So, I mean, I played sports my entire life. So,
Okay.
ever since I was a kid. So since the age of like, I don't know, 5 till I was 16, I played baseball my entire life. About my senior year of college, so I used to play a lot of pickup football. But then my senior
Oh,
year of
football.
high school, I actually got on the team and played football. That actually got me into college. So I played college football as well.
Oh, wow.
And then I also did amateur wrestling that my senior year and a little bit in middle school. So I kind of the Freshly thing came from just being an all around athlete itself. I mean, I got dedication, stamina. lift up, my strength and all that kind of stuff, and determination, my perseverance and all that from these different sports, and these different letdowns, these different adversities and stuff that you kind of face in all those different things. So that's where the athlete came from, and then the freshness just came from having the freshest shoes, freshest haircut, freshest gear, and then also as we already talked about, the freshest moves, because I put my fresh twist on all that kind of stuff, and I like to believe that I put in a little bit of a twist and a breath of fresh air when it comes to wrestling, because, and not to shit talk anyone, because we all know I'm not afraid to ever shit talk anyone, but a lot of people kind of lose themselves in this kind of business. As much as I have met people, a whole bunch of different people, different areas, different places, you can also meet them 1 year and then be completely different.
Yeah.
A different person the next year. You know what I mean? And that's just that's in life. So the fact that I always try to stay true to myself at the end of the day, when I told my family that I wanted to be a wrestler, the only thing they said was just, make sure you stay you. Don't change a bunch of different things just because they tell you to, or hey kid, this is going to get you signed. Hey, this is going to do this. This is going to do that. Yeah. You can take that route, but if I can't look myself in the mirror at the end of the day, what the hell's the point? So that's another thing that, that fresh breath air of you're going to get the real me no matter what, whether I'm a good guy and you love me, or I'm a bad guy and you hate me, or I'm a good guy and you hate me, and I'm a bad guy and you love me. You're going to get the same exact Trey Felipe no matter what. So that's where that all kind of tangles together.
That's great. And that's deep.
The freshly was born.
I love that, man. That's a fantastic. It's not like, I just played sports and all this. First of all, it sounds like it was all contact sports your whole life, of course, right?
Yeah.
But I love that, man. And I think the fans see that too. You talk about keeping it real and being true to yourself always. I think fans can see through that, if you're not being true to yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what fans are, whether they hate you or love you, that's what makes them gravitate towards you, man. I think that's a great answer. Mad respect.
Yeah.
I love that you said that. Trey, I want to ask you this one before we get out of here, man. I appreciate a few minutes, dude. But what are the short-term goals and the long-term goals, man? Because right now we just kind of went through that list. I call it the list season, where we're coming out with those PWIs. All the different cultures, all the different lists are coming out right now. You've been on quite a few of them. There was AEW Dark for a time. There's a lot of stuff going on with ROH with Opportunity right now. NXT just announced some signings. What are the short-term goals and the long-term goals for Trey Felipe?
So I think I'm coming up on my 7th year in wrestling, pandemic and all that aside.
Yeah.
But 7 year. So I think at first, but really, because I think I've said this before, I can't remember what the hell we talked about last time, because Donovan kind of came in eventually. But so the last time, I got to a point, especially during right before the pandemic, where I kind of wanted to quit and kind of wanted to stop wrestling, only for the fact that I just felt like I should have been a little bit so much farther than I was. Only for because when you get so, now that we just segued from the sports, you go from, playing as a kid, T-ball, whatever it is, and then in high school, then hopefully you get into a college, and then you kind of get picked into an MLB. That's not how wrestling works. But that's the mentality that I had of all right, I'm training at this school, and then I'm also training at this school. They're all teaching me all these different things, because I trained at ECPW, but then also was a part of Team Adams for a while, trained by Damian Adams. So you're getting both those aspects. I'm getting an ROH tryout. Right before the shutdown, I was going to be at Blood and Guts for AEW. That Newark show, yeah. And then it got shut down. And it was just all these different things where I was killing myself. In the gym, working, the same 9 to 5, but then going right from work to ECPW, and then from ECPW to 7, and then at 7:30 I was at Damian Adams till midnight, and then that was my weeks, and I was just spinning, and just trying to get everything that I possibly could to better myself and all that, and it just felt like I should have been a lot farther. So I think what had my mentality like that was thinking long term and all these big things of I should be signed, I should be in WWE, I should be in this, I should be that. And that success is a journey, not a place. So when you start thinking of like long term like that, you're not seeing all these short term goals that you're doing. Like I was, I became DCPW television champion. I became a tag team champion at Magic. Now Triwizards and all that stuff. And those are little things that I would have let slide, and I would just would have, been like, oh, whatever, like, but I'm not signed yet. So my short term goals is just to keep building up those, get more championships, be get known more, travel more, and get to all these different promotions and all these different places and make all these realistic dream matches and stuff happen. And then from there, then we'll worry about all that other stuff. Because I mean, when I first started wrestling, AEW wasn't a thing. I didn't even know what the hell ROH was. NWA, like, well, I didn't really know much about that either. TNA wasn't a thing. It kind of like shut down. TNA, was a thing when I first started watching, but it kind of went away, and then turned to Impact, and then all that stuff. Like, wrestling is such a crazy, world. It's just, that you never know is more is it has never been more prominent than it has been in wrestling. So I gotta stop kind of focusing on those long terms, even though it's good to have those, because what got me into wrestling was WWE. So yeah, I would love to be in WWE one day, but who's to say that AEW isn't just as good? Or who's to say that like ROH? What am I gonna do? Turn them down? No, because my long term goal. No. So short term, I'm just trying to grow as a competitor, tap into this potential that everyone's been talking about for years and years and all that, and make all these little opportunities and even the bigger opportunities happen, and just focus on like being happy and like taking it day by day and just becoming the best trade believer that I can be that day, that show, that match, and then go from there.
Dude, great idea. This got deep, man. Great answers, man. Very wise too. You're not losing sight of your goals. At the same time, you're staying focused on what you need to, man. And I'm sure. How old are you when you said you saw the AJ Styles match?
I was like 9 years old.
Yeah. So what? Think of what 9-year-old you would think of Trey Felipe right now, man. I think that's pretty cool, and all you've accomplished with holding like your very own gold, man. That's so cool to hear, man. Trey, before we get out of here, I want to ask you this one. It's our favorite one to ask everybody. So you do get that Mania entrance or that big pay-per-view entrance one day, and I'm sure you will, man. Just keep grinding. What band or artist plays you down to the ring?
Dude, I don't know. I mean, I don't know, because right now I come out to Daddy Yankee, which is the goat of all reggaeton. So like, I don't
Name
know, man.
some
Like, if I,
reggaeton, whatever you want.
imagine if I get that guy there. But I don't know, man. It's just, I haven't thought of it that far, I
Is
guess.
there something you like listen to when you work out, or something that pumps you up that would like?
Man, if I could get that Eminem to like to like bring me out to the
They
ring, like
forgot
that man
about
could.
Trey, man. You said it earlier. They forgot about Trey.
Forgot about Trey. Are you kidding me? Like, yeah, like that'd be nuts. Come out to like Till I Collapse, or like Lose Yourself, or even have like a like how they had those like the vignettes before, like the Cena Rock match and like the Cena Bray Wyatt match, where like they were playing Legacy and stuff like that. Like that'd be so, like, just to see myself in like a Tron like that, and it's like a story, like
Oh.
promo kind of thing going. I would love it. Like, just to have that and like in the background, that would be nuts. So yeah, I mean, definitely Eminem's definitely up there. But if not, if I'm still honestly, I'll still be representing HU or or DR. So like definitely Daddy Yankee or something like that. That'd be nuts for my people. Just like Bad Bunny came out. Bad Bunny came out to his own music, but like that Puerto Rico like response,
Great
nuts,
crap. Great. I'll never forget
ridiculous,
that. Great.
ridiculous. Yep.
Hey, man. And you'll have some opportunities like that, no doubt in my mind, man. Just keep working hard, stay humble, man. Appreciate, getting to know you a little better. That's why, we're not so different, me and you. I feel like we connected a little bit here. We could be friends one day.
Relax, relax.
All right.
Let's not get carried away. And you just said stay humble, man. Like, no, I'm cocky as hell, and I'm gonna stay that way.
Sorry, yeah, keep it real
Yeah.
there. But Trey, thank you for a few minutes, man, before we get out of here. Tell everyone where they can follow you, get the merch, all that good stuff.
Well, Pro Wrestling Tees at Trey Felipe. Find me on Instagram at TFelipe21, at Twitter or X, the hell they call it now. Whatever. Trey Felipe
Yeah.
04. That's pretty much it. And where you can find me soon enough, Saturday, Pro Wrestling Magic, where I'd be kicking Kerr's ass. And when you talk to him right after this one, just make sure, tell him to make sure that he stretches, because I'm going to wear him out. I'm going to kick his ass. I'm going to beat the shit. That's it. But other than that, you can find me at Pro Wrestling Magic. You can find me at Chosen Pro. You can find me at Titan. Hopefully ISPW, whatever you said soon. ACW, Ace, IWA. We're working on it. We're on a tour right now. I'm trying to figure this all out. But we'll get there.
I got you. Trey, thanks for a few minutes, man. I won't see you Saturday, but I'll see you in December, man. Continued success. Thanks for the time, man. I appreciate it.
Don't ruin my Christmas, man. You can stay home again.